Joining us now, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. This poll comes after Republicans get ready to gather, of course, in Tampa, Florida, next week to officially nominate Mitt Romney as the party's presidential candidate. And Gwen, you're in Tampa. What is the atmosphere there like right now? Are they excited about the convention, or is there a lot of buzz about this new poll, people not being happy with anyone?
Well, for the past 24 hours, everybody's been nervous about Hurricane Isaac. But now it looks like if the hurricane is going to miss Tampa, maybe we'll get a little rain. So the run on flashlights seems to have stopped. But that means we focus now on what they have to do. The thing about conventions is that they're basically a chance for the campaign to speak to their bestest, most loving supporters. And so there's not going to be a lot of debate about people who don't like Republicans at a Republican convention or at a Democratic convention. There's going to be a lot of, this is who Mitt Romney is, this is who Paul Ryan is, this is why you should love him and go out and vote for him.
Now, for all of the work Mitt Romney has done to control his message and conversation, he's been taken away from it a couple of times, once, of course, with Todd Akin. Will that cast a shadow at all over Tampa?
There is no way that any Republican would have wanted to come into Tampa having endured the week they just endured. Not only did before Todd Akin happen, they were into a fight with the Democrats about Medicare, which is not really the chosen issue. They want to talk about is the economy and the president's failures on that front. But now, no, then we have Todd Akin, who not only made some very ill-advised comments about rape and abortion that he apologized for in part, but also it's affecting other races. So as they head into Tampa, here they are talking about abortion and social issues. Once again, not the topic they came here to talk about. So it's a huge distraction, and what the Republicans want to do more than anything else in the next 24 hours is just grab it and change the subject and turn this into a celebration instead of a fretting exercise.
Is that why we've seen Mitt Romney come out with these big ideas this week, the no foreign oil by 2020, things like that, to take away from the negativity that has been thrown their way? Or was that something that he had planned to ramp up to a big moment at the convention?
There's no question he wanted to be talking about big issues. He wanted to be presidential this week. He wanted his vice president to be vice presidential this week. Those kinds of issues weren't able to break through with all of the distractions surrounding the Akin controversy in particular. But more than anything else, he wants to be loved. And that's what they're going to try to put on display in the next week, whether it's Ann Romney talking about what a great guy he is or Marco Rubio giving a stemwinder speech, they're hoping. They want to come away from this feeling enthused about the candidate. And all the other distractions, including Vice President Biden campaigning here this next week, which is kind of unusual. Mm-hmm. They're hoping they can just keep the focus on themselves.
They want people to hold balloons shaped like hearts.
Exactly, falling from the sky.
All right, Gwen, thanks a million.
Take care.
That's Gwen Ifill, Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.